Welcome, everybody. Glad to see you back. There's a lot happening in the world. Dr. Cousins has things to tell us about what's going on with the COVID developments, and there are many, not just the people that have already been victimized by it, but the new aspects that are being developed now, and we need a understanding and a countermeasure. So Dr. Cousins has a lot to contribute as far as potential solutions. Let's go right to that. Welcome, Dr. Cousins. Thanks for being here.
Richard, it's nice to have you back in full function. So thank you. So now we'll kind of switch, and I'm just going to start like I always do with a prayer of merging the heavens and the earth. That's really important, as you'll see. Part of the issue when I explain this is we are talking about the heavens and the earth. So we do a little prayer for heart and mind merging heavens and earth. The Shemikud Kudushabrihu Ushidate Bi Ilu Ertmulaiha Shemuke Gulovke Bi Udashlam Shem Kuzrael Kolam Amen. So take a moment and just feel that merging. Okay, great. And I welcome you all with love, my sisters and brothers. You are really welcome, and thank you for listening to us. You know, and I thank Richard Sachs, who's really done a great job at making this happen, and Doug, who is behind the stage, like Diamond. So thank you, thank you. But most important, thank you for taking the time to listen to us. Now, before I get into the whole thing, what I'm focusing on today, and it took a lot of work to sort it together, is that with the bioweapon injection, we are being hit in a variety of ways. And I'm going to explain those and also how to antidote it. I don't like to talk about things we can't do something about. We feel we have the antidotes to what they're doing. Now, I am going to add part of the antidote is a visualization. So I'm going to explain something about that first, is that we are being hit, among other things, by scalar wave warfare, okay? And that is having an effect that empowers all this that's going on. And I'll explain that more. But we're going to do a true scalar, notice the word true versus scalar wave, attack that neutralizes it. Because true scalar wave is more powerful than a scalar wave attack, which is more AI generated and generated from a variety of military type sources. True scalar wave is coming from the divine, and it is more powerful than that. That's the important thing to understand. Okay, so that will be put, it's going to come into our little bit of meditation, and then the visualization, which is something I'm going to make it very clear that we want to do, if you want to be protected, every day. Because we've been hit by these things every day, in every way. And so, we've heard that prayer before, every day in every way. But so we do want to do it every day to clear the constant onslaught. And it's pretty simple to do. So that will be part of what we're doing. First, though, we start with a little bit of dance, because we want to promote spiritual joy. Spiritual joy is the thing that links us from the nothing to the something. And it links us to the divine. It's key to the whole process. So one of the things the dark side does is it wants to take away your joy. It wants to create depression. And it's been succeeding because people don't even know that's part of the plan. So suicide, depression have all skyrocketed with all this, maybe tenfold. I mean, it's a lot, depending on the country. So our job is let's bring that joy back. That's part of what helps us get through these chaotic and difficult times. So I invite you all to dance with me for 3 minutes, just celebrating the spiritual joy. And here we go. And I invite you all to dance with me. Here we go. Okay. Good. Now we're going to go into meditation. And here we go. Just go with me and then we'll have that visualization. So focus on the energy coming through my eyes that helps with the spiritual energy in you. And now into meditation. Okay. Now, imagine this line of energy coming up from about 2 finger breaths below your belly button, going all the way up through all your chakras, up to the center point of God, to the heart of God. And when it hits that level, there's a burst of light coming out of it, white pearlescent light, and it moves around the whole planet Earth and comes back up to our feet and to the lytic gland, which is the place where the sacred feminine energies are stored, about, again, 2 finger breaths below the belly button, and it releases a tremendous positive feminine aspect below flow, going all the way to the heavens, to the center point of God. And then when, as it reaches the center point of God, it creates another release, a downward flowing release. And that, as that comes down, it activates the crown and fully activates the pineal gland. And as that happens, our whole body becomes filled with light. And so that is going around. And counterclockwise to that is the energy from the lytic gland going up and around. And we have these two ovals circling, and then they come together in the thymus heart area. And at that point, as they come together and merge, there's a tremendous burst of white pearlescent light energy. And that energy begins to fill us with the total power of sovereignty. And sovereignty means we become independent beings aligned with God. Okay, so in that power of full sovereignty, we choose not to consent in any way to any of the forms of control of the globalists, the worldwide web of control over humans. No consent to the Illuminati, to the globalists, to any of those. And we choose to nullify all dark forces within us. The graphene oxide, the graphene hydroxide, the ferrous hydroxide, the nanobots, the what we call spike proteins, which are also kind of have a many different names at this point, the nanobots, we nullify all of those that have been placed in our system. All the toxins from the chemtrails, all self-organizing, intelligent patterns that have been placed within us, AI patterns that have been placed within us so that they can control our cellular function. That's all the different ways that they're trying to do this. We, in our sovereign power, choose to nullify all of those, to disintegrate all of those, all the spike proteins, all the toxic chemicals, all the graphene combinations, all nullify. And that is a very powerful thing that we're talking about. All the prions that are happening, all the quantum dot particles. So some of these names are overlapping, but these are all the AI biosynthetic living parasites within us, all are being nullified. All are being disintegrated. And that energy grows within us through the sovereign power of the divine, of nullifying all of this, and it grows outside of us and nullifies it on the planet, and it moves out into the solar system, nullifying that, and also burning up any portholes through which demonic entities can come, and it goes further into the galaxy, and finally into the multi-universes, the universes of frequency and non-frequency, layers and levels, all being purified so that we have a clear path of the stairway to heaven. And just feel that for a little bit. And now feel the light within our heart expanding out. Expanding out into the greater galaxies and that light surrounds, creates a sphere surrounding the universe, surrounding the earth, and it radiates in the sphere, this tremendous light coming onto the earth. All the humans, all the primates, all the mammals, all the reptilians, all the amphibians, all the birds, the bees, all the trees, all the flowers, all the herbs. And that the whole planet itself is filled with light, and the whole planet is having an energetic upgrade, that there's so much energy on the planet that no dark forces can be. And so we'll just meditate on that for a few minutes. Slowly come out of meditation. Okay, so I'm going to share a little bit of some of the research that I'm trying to do on this whole bioweapon injection and everything else that's happening. So it does appear to be a multifaceted attack on the human organism. Put it that way. We talk about spike proteins, which, you know, may be nanodots or quantum dot particles. There's different names, okay? We talk about prions, which tend to, when the DNA is disrupted in any way, tend to get activated. And the prions are what we know are in mad cow disease, different levels of Alzheimer's, okay? And we talk about prion, and we also talk about mutated DNA. So we have a variety of things happening inside our body, and then we also have the effects of 5G towers. So one of the principles, because I want to just kind of get some terms here a little bit clear, is that the spike protein is in essence a mutated DNA. When the spike protein comes in and creates DNA changes, we get a process called unhealthy apoptosis. So what does that mean? It is normal for our system to eliminate dead and dying cells. That's normal. We call that apoptosis. Unhealthy apoptosis is when our body gets confused and starts saving the abnormal cells, particularly the DNA restabilized abnormal cells that have been made normal by the spike protein, or again, what we're going to call the quantum dot. There's just many names for it. Now, there's a lot of, let's say, deliberate miscommunication, and there's two processes, and I'm not going to describe all the processes, but basically two processes. The mRNA process, okay, and we also have the CRISPR-Cas9 process. Both mutate and reorganize the DNA. Okay? And if they do it consistently, it stabilizes in the reorganized human, well, transhuman form 2.0. God-given DNA 1.0. And so it actually changes that. Okay? And often it takes several times. That's why we're having multiple injections. These are not to protect you. Okay? These are programming your DNA. That's what we're talking about. More permanently in a stabilized form that is then creating a lot of unhealthy things. Now, once you've created these a variety of things. You know, we're talking about nanodot particles or quantum dot particles, you know, which are semiconductor nanocrystals. We're talking about lipid nanoparticles. I'm going to just say the quantum dot particles, they connect the inorganic and biological hydrogels, and they're in the swabs, and basically they create something within us that is a biosynthetic self-replicating parasite. And those are different terms. And this parasite is just waiting to be activated. Now, it gets activated with things like 5G. And then 5G has other qualities, what we call the 18 megahertz, which actually creates what we call electroporation, and it opens up all the holes in the cell that things normally come through, but it opens it up involuntarily. So all the toxins, the nanobots and stuff get into the cell. So I'm kind of giving you an overview of this. You know, we look at the spike protein, however we want to talk about it, as a hybrid, organic, inorganic structure, structures that have cognitive abilities. And that's kind of like a new understanding. Cognitive, they can think, they can follow directions. And basically, some people are calling them intelligent sensor platforms. Intelligent sensor platforms. Okay, but they are basically parasites. And they can be acted by 5G, fiber optics, LEDs. And the big thing is they do have cognitive capacity. And that's kind of hard to understand a little bit, but they can follow directions. And these directions can come from a variety of places. Okay? They can even be sent interdimensionally. Now, you probably haven't heard that part before. And that's scalar wave weaponry. We just did a visualization to neutralize scalar wave weaponry. Now, the U.S. military has been using scalar wave weaponry for quite a few years. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying, even interdimensionally, these can be activated by AI species in other places or different species. And what we were doing with the true scalar weapon, you know, visualization, is we're neutralizing the power of scalar wave weaponry. That's worth understanding in the big picture. Wow, you know, I'm putting it together. Now, these interdimensional scalar wave weapons, and I'm going to say dimensional as well, block the normal connection with God. That's why so many people, once they've got injected, say, I've lost my sense of touch with the divine. There's something wrong here. And maybe 40% of the population say that. Well, that's what we're talking about. You know, and it builds the connection with Satan. So this is in the higher level, it's a spiritual warfare. Okay, and we're looking at that level of force. Now, that's one level of overview. Now, I've been talking about the DNA, so I'm going to talk about, well, why do you want to organize the DNA? What's the point of that? Well, when you change the DNA, you change not only its sequence, but who controls it. It's no longer God controlled. You now have the image of, I call it, demonic DNA. Okay, it's controlled by the dark forces. It's controlled, obviously, you know, by the Illuminati. It's controlled by anyone who's running the controls that can alter your DNA once the program is put in. A bioweapon injection injects the program. And these are self-organizing, you know, quantum dot particles. Maybe that's the easiest way to say it. We don't really know what it is. Okay. They haven't really proven even there's a spike protein. So, but we know something's happening. And everybody has different ideas what that something is. And in, so the most scientific thing I can say is there's something happening that is programmable, that is self-replicating, and is both organic and inorganic. And that's been placed within our system, usually with the injection, but we have other ways too, chemtrails and so forth. So, and the people who are doing this also are using radiation. And you may have noted or seen people glowing after getting their injection, and there is radiation. That's very provable. Donny Crystal and myself wrote a whole paper on it. There was lots of explanation. But the question is, so why would they want to do that? Well, there's a few things. Ionizing radiation is deadly. That's number one. Number two, when a certain amount of ionizing radiation gets in the cell, okay, it allows that cell to actually be accessed by outer forces so that they can see what's happening. And so they want to be able to change the DNA, and radiation does change the DNA. We know that. That's another way it's changed. And they wanted to observe those changes. And that's where, you know, you have the CRISPR-9 and the mRNA, and the two main agents. But again, the radiation itself also changes it. And that radiation literally can be used then to photograph, literally, the changes in the DNA so they can literally monitor your DNA. This is very sophisticated. This is, you know, this is a lot of work and very sophisticated, and it's taken a lot of work figuring this out. Now, why they want to monitor the DNA? I mean, okay, they put it in, it's having a bad effect with it. They want to monitor it to make sure it's stabilized in its new transhuman form. And if it isn't stabilized, then you have more injections and more injections. That's why they're recommending so many, even though they don't work. And they say, oh, one injection would do it all, and maybe two, maybe three, maybe five, you know, maybe once a year, whatever. Think not that they're helping us. Think that we're talking about more injections, the more they stabilize the DNA into its new transhuman form. Our genetically engineered form, okay? And that's the genetic engineered human 2.0, which is no longer belongs to God. I mean, everything belongs to God, but actually it's registered. So technically, because they've, in a sense, have a patent on it, they own your DNA. Literally, that was what decided, I can't remember what year it was, but the Supreme Court, brilliant decision of really upside down thinking. Okay, but once it's altered, they keep doing the boosters. So once they can see what's happening, they're able to decode it because the radiation again lights up the intracellular outside of the DNA in the nucleus. They can decide about how to work with the genome. They can send killer frequencies, they can send lesser frequencies, and that's where I mentioned a little bit earlier with the 5G, it sends the 18 gigahertz. And they say it forces the electroporation, which opens all the ports, which brings all the toxins in and the nanobots and the you know, quantum dot particles and all the different things like that. And if there's too much 18 gigahertz, then the cells would just simply die. But up to that, they are invited, they're invaded, they're weakened. And that's the key. So 5G plays another level role. Yes, 5G in itself is toxic. Absolutely, the research that has been done shows it's toxic. It's not. I think I mentioned with 4G, there's over 10,000 studies. And there's thousands of studies with the 5G. I don't know the exact number, but I just explained why we need the radiation to monitor it. Okay? And as I mentioned, the mutated DNA creates an unhealthy apoptosis where they're actually saving the mutated cells. Okay? Now, they need the radiation in the injection so they, as I said, they can get active radioactive imagery. Okay, so can that imagery, intracellular imagery, requires, again, the radiation intracellular. Okay, now, here's the good news. We can antidote this. That's really good news, okay? So they have their technology. We have our simple technology, too. One is RadNeut. RadNeutral is something that has been developed. And in 100% of the cases, if people have been taking it for 53 days or more, all intracellular, all radiation is gone from the body. Done. So it's something I recommend take for 2 months, make it simple, you know, every day, like 12 drops a day, not a big deal. And then after that, because we're constantly being hammered with all this, you know, 3-4 times a week, we take the RadNeut. So that's one thing. Now, the other thing is, well, how do we reorganize the DNA that's been disorganized? How do we get it back to its normal human pattern? Pretty big question. Well, it appears that when we take a special true scalar wave activated, okay, so you got what I'm saying, a true scalar wave activated iodine, and we call it illuminine for illumination, and it actually reorganizes the DNA back to normal. And there's a bunch of pathways. I'm not going to go into it in this thing, in this little talk, but it actually bypasses the P53 gene that's been neutralized by what we call the spike protein or quantum dots, whatever we want to call them. It neutralizes those parasitic energies. And that's really important, okay? Neutralizes the parasitic. Wow, okay? So the parasites are neutralized, and we are able to undo the distortions in the DNA. So that's what the illuminine does. It goes after those parasites, but also goes after, it reorganizes the DNA and gets around the blockage, okay, of the P53 gene, and helps restore that to normal. So now we have some two simple ways of doing it. Of course, you want to be healthy, you know, with a little bit healthy diet. I recommend 100% vegan, 80% live food diet to optimize your life force energy. And there's a variety of, you know, supplements to take. You can find it at my website, drkunzel.com or treeoflife.mn.co. And that, there's a whole list of things that help rebuild the system and protect the system. The thing that kind of is kind of affecting me a little bit is like these things, these quantum dot particles, you know, actually have cognitive ability. And the gels, the hydrogels, they actually have cognitive ability. And so they're putting things in there that, quite frankly, are a little bit beyond my, you know, not beyond my imagination anymore, but something I certainly wouldn't imagine. Okay? And these different nanocrystals, they're all forms of that, these quantum dots or these nanogels, basically can label the organs they're going to attack or the people or the cells. So, and the thing that that I think it's coming out as different people are speaking about these things, that it's in a sense a parasite waiting to be activated, you know, with 5G or, as they said, fiber optics or LED. And that's kind of what we're dealing with. So we have to be a little cognitively active as well. And I think that's the key, okay? So just to summarize, because I just gave a lot of information, talking about the radioactive activity that's in the injection actually helps illuminate the DNA and helps them observe it to see what kind of effect they are having. And the radioactivity also is obviously toxic, particularly ionizing radiation. It both weakens you and it can kill you, obviously, but also it can really, really weaken you. Again, the rad nuke clears that. So if you're getting hit, if we're getting hit by this every day, and this is the point I want to make, we are going to take an everyday approach to neutralize it. That's what the rad nuke is about, okay? And when the DNA is not disturbed, it's not going to kind of break down into prions. And my feeling is the Illumidine, okay, the true scalar wave activated, can neutralize the prions as well. So I just did a huge synopsis of what's going on. Vice, focus on the divine. I strongly recommend you do the true scalar wave meditation every day. You can a copy of it is at my website, treeoflife.mn.co, so you can see it there. So this is available, and these are easy antidotes. Every morning, I'll do that, a meditation. Plus, I take the rad neutral, and I take the illuminating, plus a few other things. But this is not an impossible task. Made a real effort to make it simple for people. So all these articles are up on my website, and they're really there for you, free to download and get hold of. And we just keep studying and try to keep up with this constant onslaught of all the things that they've already done, and we're just uncovering one step at a time. And you know, there are some really good people out there working on this. You know, and I'm not going to name everyone, but really good. And, you know, I'm listening to all those people all the time. I'm more the synthesizer of some of that. So that's what I'm sharing with you today. And now I'm going to invite Richard to come in, make a comment, and we'll go for a few minutes of that. So may you be blessed here that you really get. We're not just a bunch of fish in a barrel that they're shooting at, you know? We can protect ourselves. We can sustain ourselves through these very unusual and difficult times. And our families. Richard, you're on.
I think your synopsis, Dr. Cousins, is a good standalone. There's not much I can add to it, but it just reminds me that I'm really grateful that we have you being an example for doctors and for people in general, that it's not necessary to just memorize what you're supposed to think and repeat it, which unfortunately is what most of the people in medical and other professions are still doing. In fact, even a lot of the doctors that realize there could be something wrong with the COVID shots, even the ones that are risking their careers by saying there is a lot wrong because they're deadly bioweapons, they still can't grasp that all the vaccines are fraudulent. They think that the polio vaccine wiped out polio, the smallpox vaccine wiped out smallpox. They haven't done their research. They've memorized what they were fed in medical school and they're repeating it, and it's costing lives. And all they have to do is become open and stop defending a position and realize science is not a final answer. It's being opened and inviting ourselves to be proven right or wrong anytime. And if you're proven wrong, it's great, because it means you're closer to what's true. You're not defending an ego-based position. And I think that has really deep significance, and I appreciate your demonstrating. And I think you had mentioned something last week, that even early in your training, you had this attitude of questioning everything, which is supposed to be universal, but it's become too rare. What do you think was it that kept you from being brainwashed through?
Well, I mean, I was actually trained as a scientist. Okay, I went to Amherst College. I have my own biochemistry lab. I published an article on biochemistry and biophysics while in college. So I was actually trained in the scientific method. When I got to medical school, when I got to Columbia Medical School, which is a pretty good school, I immediately realized that they weren't close to the scientific approach. They were using metaphors and statements that weren't really based on any hard science. So it was a little bit of a disappointment, but I don't want to say I'm being cynical. I was applying the actual real scientific basis I learned in college as a, you know, as a biochemist. So it was just like, this is absurd. And what's absurd is that they're actually believing it, believing their metaphors, believing what they call science when it wasn't. That's how it went.
You said it was very sophisticated, and I think that's true. And a lot of the professors in medical school and public health university courses and places like that don't even realize they're being used as transmission channels for the brainwashing. And right. one of the things they like to say in medical school that symbolizes that is that we want to let you new students know that only half of what we're telling you is true, and we don't know which half. It's a typical statement. And so it's your training that, look, it may all be nonsense, or any part of it could be nonsense, but don't worry about that. It's very important that you come across as if you know what you're talking about. And it starts to disrupt that scientific approach.
Yeah, so what they're calling scientific isn't. But Dr. Fauci calls scientific is, by many people's standards, a joke. Okay? So clinical studies are real. We have studies on all these things at this point. And what they're telling people is not aligned with the real basic foundational studies. Well, that is totally unscientific.
The other thing that really comes out in your explanation is that you're not taking the typical route of using toxic chemicals, calling them medicine, and using them to cover up symptoms until they make you worse. That's a typical medicine now, and you're showing you don't really have to do that. There are better ways.
Right. The key is everybody has to start thinking more for themselves. This whole pandemic scam has been an exposure not just of the political ruling class, but of the whole medical world. Doctors and hospitals are looking really bad. This is very unfortunate as far as I'm concerned. Because who do you listen to? Who do you turn to? I mean, it's very difficult. And, you know, I try as much as I can to get it out. You know, where people can look up on truelife.mn.co to see where I have programs. I have, ones for spiritual nutrition, questions and answers, and other ones for kind of scientific overviews of things. People need to have some place where they can get their answers thought about and clarified. So that's a big problem. Who can you trust?
Yeah, just imagine if we had a real medical system and real doctors. It would be great. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. It's just people have been taught blind trust in authority. You know, just believe because of the degree or the credential or the title. And that's super dangerous, and it's led to the medical system being used not just now, but in many different times. You know, the Soviet Union, when they were in really bad shape, did that too. Sent people into Siberia into medical supervision and psychiatric care if they had the dissenting opinion. And people tend to trust the medical health professionals and not realize, whoa, if they tell you something that's totally suicidal and dangerous, no matter what their degree is, it's still suicidal and dangerous. You can't go along with it.
Doctors that know, but more and more doctors know. Many doctors are afraid to say because they get punished by their hospitals and medical boards. So there are many courageous doctors out there. So I want to just point that out, you know, that are out there being really leading edge, who, you know, have lost their jobs or have been really harassed in many ways. So there are real courageous doctors standing up, and you know, that's really a great thing too.
That's right. And there are many who are realizing the need to create a new system, and they're creating it while the old one is being destroyed.
Well, there is a new system already there. It's called holistic medicine, and that has been going on since the 70s. And then we have orthomolecular psychiatry, orthomolecular medicine, you know, the use of vitamins and minerals. Now, that's not a full holistic thing, but it's a step in that direction. So it's there, okay? And it's growing. The amount of holistic physicians are growing. So I want to support the physicians who are making that choice into this new and very effective world. That's, I think. We want to encourage people that way.
It is growing and it's getting more wisdom. You know, a lot of the people who are running the destructive system are very high IQ, very smart people, very intelligent, and very destructive. And there's a difference between intelligence and wisdom. And if you combine them, it's incredible. And I think the really wisest ones are helping people to awaken to their own ability to become more self-sufficient and more in touch with their own internal guidance to tell them what to do.
And returning to the basics.
Real systems don't have to be super complicated.
Right. And, you know, diet and exercise and meditation and prayer, these have been proven to really work in terms of upgrading your health. People meditate, they've been meditating for 5 years, and one study showed they had their physiology was 15 years younger.
Right.
I mean, it works, and that's the thing that is really the exciting thing. But I know we're out of time, so I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening, hopefully sharing this message with people. I want to thank Richard for all his good wisdom. And behind the scenes, Doug. Okay? And so this is great. Thank you for taking your time to listen to us. And may you all be blessed with good health throughout these very chaotic and potentially difficult times.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Cousins.
Amen.
So thanks for being here. I would echo Dr. Cousins' final statement and thanking you to take the time. Your time is really valuable. And I want to encourage you for listening that you have more power flowing through you than you realize. And the thing that the rulers are most afraid of is that you'll find that out and use it. And I suggest we do that. That's a matter of getting in touch with who you really are and where you came from. And that's a consciousness issue. And the rulers can only keep destroying things as long as we stay hypnotized, feeling helpless and weak, and that we can't really do anything and we're just these little physical costumes running around. That's who we are, but we're actually not even physical beings. Even the physical world is not solid as it appears to be. That's a long discussion, but it's really been proven beyond a doubt. And at the end, the reason that the meditations and the things that Dr. Cousins is talking about on the spiritual level can work is that this is all frequency, vibration, intent. There was an initial intent that brought all of creation into being. It came right from the source, from God, and it's still operating. And you were made in the image of God, not just as a physical being, but as part of that intent. It flows through you. If you become conscious of that, if we become conscious of that and take control of it and use our intent, like we've talked about in the five clues that we made videos on in Voice in the Wilderness recently, those prove that if you bring your intent back from its scattered condition right now, worrying about everything that's going on, criticizing yourself and other people all the time, everything but contact with yourself and your source, bring it back. As it concentrates, it becomes powerful. It's much more powerful than darkness, and there are ways to use it. So I didn't want to really start any organized movement to do that yet, because obviously I'm just an early stage student. I haven't mastered any of that stuff, but I've had some unusual experiences with it, and it has been proven. So we thought, all right, start it now, and I'll do it with you, and we'll all progress together. That's what we're doing in Planetary Healing Club every week, and you're invited there if you are ready to actually do the internal work, which starts inside yourself and transmutes your life as it increases your power to change the world. And we need it. We need you right now if you're ready to do that. There are really serious things happening in the outside world, not just the assaults that Dr. Cousins talked about, but the attempt to shut down energy, to change money to a total surveillance system, and basically destroy normal life. And there's an antidote. There's an antidote on the level that Dr. Cousins talked about, and physical level things you can do. But there's a much deeper level that we're trying to get to, and if you get into that level of the control room, the whole game is over, and it changes back so that instead of hell on earth, which is manifesting in many ways right now, and I know we don't like to look at that, but it's really true. It's better to acknowledge it and change it. Instead of that, this creation and the specific part on this planet has the potential to become heaven on earth. And that's the fear of the controllers, that you're going to learn your power to bring that about. But they shouldn't be afraid of it, because it rescues them too. This is way beyond just destroying and fighting the bad guys. This is the key that can let them have an alternative, that can bring them back. And it's in your hands. Everything's in your hands. And you're actually using it now, not consciously, and not for the best. If that is just redirected, it's not really a new skill. It's just becoming conscious of what you're using in a scattered way now. So we're working on that. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. If you want to take part, you'd be really honored to be there. Oh, I would appreciate your help. I want people from all parts of the world soon, because I don't like what's being planned, and it's already being rolled out. It needs to be reversed right away, in my opinion. I don't value the suffering that's being created on a huge scale, and I think the power to turn that around is in your hands. So let's develop that, see what you can do. Value your time, pay attention during the day. It's not just haphazard events, they're all opportunities to focus your attention and turn things in a better direction. Healing on a planetary scale, it's what your power already exists to do. So think about it. Whether or not you come into our supportive environment, Planetary Healing Club, you can do this on your own too if you'd rather. And I just encourage you to do it. Don't undervalue yourself. Don't condemn yourself for mistakes you've made. We've all been complete fools in some way in the past. It doesn't matter. You didn't know. Now you're finding out. Use the time well. We'll see you soon. Richard@LostArtsRadio.com for any feedback on what you'd like us to get into, or questions about PlanetaryHealingClub.com. And I hope I'll see you there. Have a good week.